Finds a trailer shot. Score!
Listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan. This is your inside perspective on the NHL players, the Blue Jackets, and more.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
Here's former Jacket Jody Shelley and the voice of the Jackets, Bob McGilligan.
Welcome to the Inside Edge. We're coming to you live tonight from Nationwide Arena on what is a very quiet and dismal and nothing going on Wednesday night. Oh, no, it's not that whatsoever. It is exactly the opposite here tonight. The Blue Jackets, just about 30 minutes ago, pulled off a blockbuster trade with the Nashville Predators. They send centerman Ryan Johansson to Nashville in exchange for defenseman Seth Jones. Jody, it has been rumored for weeks and months about Ryan Johansson and his future with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's a former number one pick of this team. He was taken fourth overall in his draft year, and he's been very good for the Blue Jackets franchise. But things have just kind of stalled out, and today the Blue Jackets make this move. What's your initial reaction to this move?
You know, initially I was – you get excited for a trade like this because, you know, you're on the Blue Jackets with the expectations and now being in 30th place in the National Hockey League, extreme disappointment. And, I mean, everyone gets excited for a trade. But then, you know, you realize there's a personal side to it, too. I mean, Ryan Johansson, Bob, we just saw him in the bottom of the arena here tonight, you know, in a sweatsuit. We knew something was up. And you feel for him. Because we see him with these guys in this group and how he fits in, and I know he's got excellent buddies here with some of these players. I know the teammates in that room. But it's not about that. It's about this team winning. And Ryan Johansson is an excellent centerman. He's got unbelievable skill, and, you know, he could go to Nashville and do tremendous things, and we hope he does. But from where the Blue Jackets sit, my reaction is you've got a right-handed shot young defenseman who slipped to the fourth pick in that draft behind McKinnon, Drouin, and Barkov. He was a first defenseman taken. He was rated 1-2 with McKinnon that all year. Smooth skater. He's been around good veterans like Shea Weber in a great organization like the Nashville Predators. I think it's exciting for this organization to get a guy like this here because I was in Philadelphia with Pronger. I was in San Jose with Blake. They started as young men that learned the right way to do it, and you get a sense that this is a guy that could be in that position in years to come.
Yeah, so once again, the trade is Ryan Johansson going to the Nashville Predators in exchange for defenseman Seth Jones. And we are joined right now by the Blue Jackets general manager, Jarmo Kekäläinen. Jarmo, how long – I know it's been rumored a long time. The Blue Jackets and the Predators both have been out there. If you read different things and listened to different things, but how long have you been working on this deal?
It's hard to pinpoint the time that we started talking about this because we have these kind of conversations with GMs all the time. Would you, you know, consider this, or would this make any sense if in theory? And a lot of times it's just talk. It doesn't really go anywhere. But we've been looking for a defenseman for a long time. To get a guy this good, you have to give up something real good. So it takes a little bit of time to come to a an agreement, but we're very happy to get it done today and to address the biggest need of our club in the short term and in the long term with Seth Jones, and we followed him around for a long time. I was able to watch him in his draft year. That was my first year with the Blue Jackets, so when I arrived here, we were in last place and in a position maybe to get one of the top guys in the draft, and then we went on that run when we finished 1 point short of the playoffs, and those guys weren't in the picture anymore. But I followed Seth Jones around for quite a bit that spring, and when you scout the guys in junior, you always follow them in the pros too. So, and obviously we had the scouting staff evaluating him, just recently at every game almost. We had one of our scouts, and he's one heck of a young defenseman, big and mobile, fast and skilled, and can play power play and penalty kill, and is a tremendous character guy. So, again, hard to give up something as good as Ryan Johansson, but if you want to get a player of this magnitude, you have to do that.
How reluctant were the Preds to give up Seth Jones?
Very, and just as much reluctant as we were giving up Ryan Johansson. It's hard. You've gone through good times and bad times with a player like Joey, and he's going to be a real good player in this league for a long time. He's skilled, he's big, and he's going to be good. And we believe Seth Jones will be equally as good for us. And I think this is probably one of those traits that both teams have a fit and both teams can benefit from. And they're in desperate need of a center iceman. We have more depth in forwards. They have probably the best team in the league. So they can give up a guy like Seth Jones and still have Shea Weber, Roman Josi, and Ekholm and Ellis in their top four, and still have a great top four and add a piece. And whereas we have good depth on forwards, and we can add a D that can be with our team for the next 10, 15 years.
It would be very easy for people to look at this situation and see this trade and make the generalization that John Tortorella came in, couldn't get along with Ryan Johansson, Johansson couldn't get along with him, so they had to move him. Would that be fair to make that assessment?
This has nothing to do with John Tortorella or his relationship with Ryan Johansson. And again, Ryan Johansson did nothing wrong. He's a good player. He's a good teammate. And he's liked by his teammates. And we wish him nothing but the best. This was just something that we felt we needed to address. Again, we've been looking for a defenseman for a long time. Haven't been successful with what we've tried to offer for a good defenseman. Here's a defenseman who can be number one, number two defenseman for a good NHL team trying to win a championship for a long time. To get a guy like that, you have to give up a significant piece, and we did that with Ryan Johansson.
When you see a guy like that, I mean, I was just talking to Bob as you walked in about, you know, I've been on teams with a guy like Pronger. I've been on a team with a guy like Blake. And it's just something about having that elite defenseman on the back end with size, and in this case, a right-handed shot. I know the projections are there, but starting now when he becomes here with the Blue Jackets, he's been playing with Shea Weber. That's a great organization. You get him on that track right away to try to build that. That starts with you and the coaching staff and the players in the room to get that trajectory going the right way. You got to stay on that now, right?
Yeah, and there's going to be a great challenge for him here. Can assume a bigger role, earn it obviously, but he's gonna be in a situation here where he can come in and take a bigger role on our team, take a big role on our team. And moving forward, when you look at our D now, we have Ryan Murray, Seth Jones, we have Jack Johnson and David Savard, and we got Zach Werenski coming in the future. Ned just named the best defenseman in the World Junior Championships. Our future looks really good on our defense, and we've always believed that's how you build your team, is from goaltending, defense, to the forwards, and we have a lot of good young forwards coming.
Talking with General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen, I just wanted to say you were talking about getting to play a bigger role, and we're seeing that right now from Brandon Saad, a guy that came over from Chicago, and it looks like right now he's just getting comfortable. He was just named an NHL All-Star today, and starting to grasp that leadership role. Pretty much the same thing that you're hoping that eventually Seth Jones does on the back end, right?
Yeah, and as I mentioned, he played behind Shea Weber and Roman Josi and Ellis and Ekholm there in Nashville. When Weber went down last year in the playoffs, he played 26, 27 minutes per game in the playoff series against Chicago. There is a lot of potential. He's 21 years old. Defensemen usually take a lot longer to mature. Very seldom you see a 19-year-old defenseman come into the league like he did, playing 20-plus minutes right away, playing power play, playing penalty kill. He's been very good on the international level, too. We've seen him in the World Championships for USA. Last year he was with Justin Falk. Those were the two best defensemen when they got the bronze medal. And, again, he's very young. He's got a lot of room for improvement. He's 6'4". He can fly on skates and has skill, and can play in many different situations.
It's been there hasn't been any trades at all, really, until today. There's been a couple, but are you surprised at how hard it's been to make a trade?
Yeah, it is, and the one thing that I've certainly learned is that the hardest position to trade for is a defenseman. That's for sure. And again, we we believe in drafting and developing, and we have Zach Werenski coming. I was very, very happy with the way Gabriel Carlson played in the World Junior Championships. Those are the two first-round picks from last summer. So it's really hard to trade for a defenseman. You have to draft well, you have to develop, and make sure that those guys develop the right way and fill the positions at the right time. But to get a defenseman this good, you have to give up something significant, and that's why we had to make a hard decision today.
And he'll be a restricted free agent, right? Seth Jones?
Yes.
So is that something you talk about now, or are you just letting that roll and worry about that later?
Well, we've talked about that and thought about that, but we have his rights for the next five years,
right.
And that's more time than we had with Ryan, obviously. So, those are parts of the business that get solved at the right time, and I'm not at all worried about that. He'll be a great piece for us.
Worry about that tomorrow. You probably had a pretty long day.
Yeah.
Speaking about tomorrow, do you expect him to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, he's actually supposed to arrive tonight, so he'll be here tomorrow.
So we'll see him in uniform this weekend against Carolina?
Yes.
All right. So with that being done, I know you always say any chance to make your club better, you're going to do that. You're looking at any other things right now, or are you just in that spot with an open mind waiting to see?
Yeah, probably not tonight. But
no.
we'll keep us posted.
Morning.
We're only on till 8.
Yeah.
We're not to have you back up here, no. Well, that's an exciting day. I mean, the struggles of the team, you said it, tough decision with Ryan Johansson, elite centerman, but again, there's only six defensemen on a team, and there's only a couple of those guys that can be those elite players. So seems like an exciting trade. We were excited, but also, feel for Johansson, but wish him all the best. And, it's got to be an exciting day in a sense for you, too. A lot of emotion involved with the connection with the players also, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, like I said, we've gone through ups and downs and good times and bad times. Ryan is a good person, a good teammate, and we wish him nothing but the best. It's a tough day, but it's also an exciting day, like you said.
Is it tough to have those conversations when you have to, whether you're calling a guy or you're bringing him into your office? Is it hard to have that conversation with the guy you have going out the door that you've been with for so long?
Yeah, it's probably the least favorite part of my job, and the second is probably sending guys to the minors. So, yeah, it's not an easy part of the job.
Well, Yarmo, thank you very much for coming in and joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it, and as Jody said, we're excited and can't wait to see him play this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Yarmo.
General Manager Yarmo Kekäläinen joining us here on the Inside Edge. We have much more to come on 97.1 The Fan.
To the Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGillin.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your home of the Jackets, Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Major day for the Blue Jackets organization. As just about 45 minutes ago, the Blue Jackets traded centerman Ryan Johansson to the Nashville Predators in exchange for defenseman Seth Jones. We just had Yarmo Kekäläinen, Blue Jackets general manager, on to talk about it. You want to talk about it, you can get on board right now. All you have to do is call the show at 821-9710, 821-9710. Bob McElligott and Jody Shelley with you here at Nationwide Arena. And, Jody, this is, this kind of comes as a surprise. We come over here to try to get something with Brandon Saad before an event that he had to do tonight, and all of a sudden they're people loitering around, the people that would have long since normally been home at 5 o'clock were still hanging in the office. So you knew something was up tonight. But this is kind of shocking. And this is another trade that Yarmo Kekäläinen pulls off where it seems nobody in the hockey world has any idea it's going down. And this is about the third time they've been able to do a big deal like this and do it without anybody knowing anything concrete previous to it going down.
Yeah, I don't know if it was surprising because – You heard the speculation. There was smoke about what was going to happen. Ryan Johansson, the word got out that he was possibly being shopped around here in the last little bit. Who knows if he was being shopped around? Maybe it was just conversations with other teams such as Nashville. I think it's surprising when it becomes a reality. Obviously, when you see Ryan Johansson in his sweatpants underneath the stands at the arena, like, he just came down from the office. It's like, okay. Well, this really, it's not just something that people are making up or one side is hoping for. So It's a big deal, man. These are two big-time picks in the National Hockey League, cornerstones of franchise futures. And you know, both teams made decisions to make the move. And both these kids could go – Ryan Johansson could go to Nashville and explode. He could be – he's that type of player, though, too. We know how good he could be. We've been waiting to see it every single night. He's got the potential of an unbelievable superstar. And Seth Jones is that guy too, but he's been playing down in the depth chart as far as the defensive pairing. So, you know, they weren't in ideal situations. You said it on the way here. Ryan Johansson was playing on the fourth line, and you know, he could go there and get a bigger role. Seth Jones is going to come here and have a much bigger role than he's had behind Shea Weber and Roman Josi and players like that. So, it's surprising once it's done, but now it's been, what, an hour? It's more of a reality, and I think the emotions that the players are going to have to lose their good buddy in Ryan Johansson is one thing, but that's part of being a 30th place team, man. It's just a tough reality in that locker room right now.
I think as a Blue Jackets fan, you have to be ready and expecting Ryan Johansson to go to Nashville starting tomorrow and start to light it up. That's what you have to expect. He's going to go there. He's going to be energized. He's going to want to prove a lot of people wrong. I think he is going to play very well. He's going to a team that has a chance to win the Stanley Cup, and they know they have a much better chance to win it with him being there as opposed to him not being there. They needed a scorer. So they're in a way, they're taking a chance on him, but if he pays off in the way that he should, they could go a long, long way in the playoffs. So for the short term, be ready for him to explode. Just be ready to accept that, because I think it's going to happen.
I agree with you.
Now, on the other hand, and we just talked with Yarmo about it, and he talked about the development of defensemen. For Seth Jones, he's going to have to come in here, get used to new teammates, a new situation. He's still young on the blue line, but here's the contrast. I think long-term, you're going to be really happy with Seth Jones on that blue line. Maybe you may or may not be happier than having Ryan Johansson at center, but I think short-term, Ryan Johansson has a chance to shine, but I think long-term Seth Jones is in a really good position.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And it's the defensive position. It takes longer for that position to develop. You've got to be extremely intelligent. You've got to work on some intangibles all the time. Some kids like Seth Jones and Ryan Murray have these intangibles. But it's a league, and those guys play. The top defense, and we saw last night a great example in Ryan Suter. He plays 28 to 30 minutes every single night. So not only conditioning, but did you see any mistakes out of Ryan Suter last night?
No.
I mean, and that's an elite defenseman. Shea Weber is a guy that Seth Jones has played around and been behind, and that's a good thing. That experience, I remember, I never played at 21, but I remember the old guy in the room, and it's like, wow, you know. And now that he comes here with a former Predator and Scott Hartnell, who's a grizzled veteran, good friends with Shea Weber. So there's going to be an instant, and there could be other players that Seth Jones knows, but there's going to be that instant, you know, there's that familiarity in a sense that I'm sure he's heard a number of stories about Scott Hartnell and from Shea Weber. He can't wait to get here and meet him. So there's a lot of good things with this trade and Seth Jones coming this way for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right, let's find out what you think. 821-9710 is the number. Let's start off with Nico tonight on the Inside Edge. Hello, Nico. Nico, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I was just thinking, like, Ryan Johansson, just such a big part of the organization, everything he's done last year, going to the All-Star game and everything. It was such a big piece. I understand our need for defensemen, but I feel like we had Werenski just named like best player in the juniors. I feel like due to our position this year, we'll have more than likely a high draft pick this year that we could use on defensemen. I just want your thoughts on that.
Well, my thought on it is, and thanks, Nico, for the call. Here's the deal: Zach Werenski has the potential. And I say the word potential to be a very good defenseman. Again, he is 18 and just turned 18. It's going to take time with him, even when he does get here, whenever that may be. Okay? And that's the other thing. When you talk about where you draft and getting a defenseman, it is hard. It's extremely hard to get a defenseman that's going to be an impact player from June until October. He's all of a sudden going to be an impact player in the NHL. With forwards, it happens much more often than it does with defensemen. Look at Ryan Murray. He's in his third year here. He had a great first year. He had a lot of injuries last year. This year, he's just starting to find his way. I think, and you can disagree with me maybe, but I think since he's been paired with Jack Johnson the last couple of games, he's really kind of picked his game back up to where it was a couple of years ago. And
more minutes, I think it's impacted him. I agree with that.
Yeah, so he's getting back to that, but this is what we're talking about. He's 3 years into it, and he's just getting back to it right now. Whereas a forward, you can get guys to come in. Nathan McKinnon's a very good example. He comes in and he plays really well that first year, and I know it was kind of a setback last year in that sophomore slump thing, whatever. But, you know, the forwards, I don't know, Jody, you were a forward. Why is it perceived as an easier job than playing defense or goaltending?
Well, if you make a mistake in the defensive position, there's no one else behind you except the goaltender. So you got one person to bail you out, first of all. As a winger, you've got four or five guys there before the goaltender, so that's a positive. As a winger, listen, your role is to keep the puck, especially on the wall. You have two or three options. Get the puck out of the neutral zone or get it to the middle of the ice to someone in support. And then on the forecheck, you go in and hit and try to get the puck to the guy that can score. Defenseman's got to try to – listen, there's a lot of timing in defensive issues, and it's being able to skate well enough to pick up a gap. That means adjust to the pace of the play as the forwards are rumbling your way as a defenseman. You've got to go up, close the gap so the tightness between you and the puck, and then build speed going backwards the other way so you can kind of be ready for the players coming at you. And then protect the goalie, and then getting the puck in those hot positions, like in front of the crease, in the corners, being able to take a hit. There's two things I don't like as a player. Going back to get a puck on a dump, when the opposition throws it in the corner, and you got to go back and get it, no thanks. First of all, you got to be elusive. You got to be able to get out of the way of a body check. You got to know what you're going to do with the puck. And the second thing I hate, you try to collect the puck calm, cool, and collected in front of the blue paint, right in front of the goaltender, and then make a play. No thanks. Defensemen have there's a lot of responsibility, and I'm telling you, if you ever come here to Nationwide Arena, you watch, or on TV, you watch the defenseman. You watch Ryan Murray. In those are tough positions, tough situations to be in, and they make it look easy. And that's the key to these great defensemen. You can try it with no one else on the ice. It's hard. Now try it with right. Not five guys trying to put you through the glass.
Right, and let's say that one of those guys is Alex Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Eric Staal, Jordan Staal. All these guys, the Sedin twins, they're all coming after you.
No way, man. It's a big, big responsibility.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back and take more of your calls at 821-9710. You're listening to The Inside Edge on 97.1 The Fan.
You are listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Ryan Johansson traded to the Nashville Predators in exchange for defenseman Seth Jones. That just went down at 6:30 this evening. And we're taking your calls on it at 821-9710. Before we go back to the phones, I just want to say this about Seth Jones. This is a guy that in his draft year was projected for a long time to be the number one overall pick. And then all of a sudden Joe Sakic came in as the general manager of the Colorado Avalanche. And remember, he was from Denver. His dad, Popeye Jones, played in Denver for the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Joe Sakic said, look, we're looking for a forward. We're not looking for a defenseman. And all of a sudden Seth started sliding, and he slid to number four before he got taken by Nashville. My point in bringing that up is, so he kind of gets dissed on that. He doesn't go number one. He drops to number four. He goes to Nashville. There's a glutton of defensemen in front of him where he's playing as a number five or six, not playing as a number one or two. You think this guy has something to prove and wants to prove it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that mindset. I mean, the talk was his draft year was McKinnon or Jones. Who would you take? And it was, big defense, right-handed shot defenseman that could play a long time. Or elite skating forward in McKinnon. And you're right, he dropped to four, and that's got to be a long wait, 25 minutes or whatever it is, from one to four to hear your name called. And then he gets to Nashville, and the way their pecking order is in the depth chart, he's paired with Jackman, the veteran player, the Barrett Jackman, who's been in the league for a long time, went there from St. Louis on a free agent signing, is wonderful for the Predators and wonderful for Seth Jones, but not the heavy minutes and the key guy to be called upon who he wants to be. So he's going to hopefully come here and see this as a tremendous opportunity for him, in which will be actually, Bob, he's played 199 games in the league. Friday will be his 200th National Hockey League game. What a milestone game that'll be.
Yeah, he won't forget that one. And I like the fact that maybe this means nothing. His dad played in the NBA. I mean, this is...
In Canada,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. And now his dad's an NBA assistant coach, too, right? So there's a pedigree there. I mean, usually kids of athletes, not always, but a lot of times, and here's a guy in a totally different sport. So, but anyway.
Who's he play with?
Who's that?
Jones.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right-handed shot he could play with. I mean,
Cody was playing with Jack last night. He could go with Jack, right?
He could go with Jack. He could go with Ryan Murray. That'd be an interesting pair, right?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if they do that right off the bat, because if you look into your crystal ball, you would think.
That'd be ideal.
Those would be the two guys.
Wow.
Those would be the two. Could you? I'm just saying, if Jack Johnson and David Savard happen to be your second pair, your second defensive pairing, I think you're sitting in good shape on the blue line.
Absolutely.
Because they've been logging so many minutes as number one pair. All right, you've been waiting a long time. Let's start getting to your calls. 821-9710. Kyle is on the line. Kyle, welcome to the Inside Edge tonight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man.
Good. What you guys said about, playing with Shea Weber. He's like an all-star, it seems like, every year with that. Standing out too with that, 110-mile-an-hour shot, I think, last year, something like that. But it's good, it's good to have kids who come in who play with the enforcers like him, and hopefully, he can help our team out with defensive pressure, because like John Tortorella saying last game, he likes to press, he wanted to pressure the neutral zone, and just get a guy to step in there and help enforce that, and help clean up pucks too in front of the kids in that as Mac and Bob are gone for now.
Yeah, he's going to be put into a very big spot. And, Kyle, thank you for your call tonight. He's going to be put into a big spot with the 23-year-old and the 21-year-old goaltender right now behind him. So not Pekka-Rinne. Not right now. Not Sergei Bobrovsky, not Pekka-Rinne for him. Back to the lines we go. Lee, welcome to the Inside Edge. How are you?
Call. Holy wah, is this a big trade. And bold, too. I mean, if you want to get somebody like Seth Jones, Yarmo said it. You got to give up something good. You look at our roster. What was Nashville going to ask for? They're going to ask for Johansson. And he is a great player. He has the potential to be a really great player. Both of them do. But there are times, this is just my opinion, there are times that Rygo doesn't back check, or he takes a night off, or he's weak on a shift. With Jones, you are going to get big minutes in all positions. You guys were dreaming just a little while ago, hey, who's he going to be with? He can match up with just about anyone. He's going to be able to hit. He's going to run the point. He can be on the kill. We got somebody for not just coming up, to go play Carolina. We have somebody for the next 10 or 12 years. That is a cornerstone kind of defenseman that this organization needs. And when you're in 30th place, it's a business. You got to make a move.
Absolutely.
Well said. Well said.
Agree with that, Lee. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. And you heard Yarmo say we've got his rights for the next 5 years. So, he actually does a little bit better in that department than he had with Ryan Johansson. Let's go back to the lines and talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Inside Edge.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I guess I kind of wanted to differ a little bit in that I'm disappointed in the trade. Again, I don't quite understand sort of what we're doing over there. I mean, again, when you are in 30th place, you don't have a lot of choices, I suppose. But it took a player that somehow was like one of the rising stars in the league. It was an exciting player, and all of a sudden he can't play anymore. I kind of wonder sort of what it is we're doing. So it just seems as if we get good players in here, and then all of a sudden things change and the player runs out of favor. And I thought the general manager he had on was a little disingenuous and sort of saying that didn't really have much to do with kind of the relationship between Johansson and the coach. I just kind of
I'm going to stop you there. Why do you think that it had something to do with him and the coach?
I just kind of get the impression from what I was reading in the paper and seeing the way that he kind of kept moving further down on the lines that somehow it just he wasn't fitting into kind of the new coach's plans, and it just didn't seem like it was a fit.
This is the only thing I want to say, and let's go back in history, okay? And I'm not trying to put down Ryan Johansson, who's a guy that I like a lot, and I know he's got great potential. But do you remember a couple of years ago when he was sent to the American Hockey League to play in the playoffs, and he got healthy, scratched in the playoffs by Brad Larson, who was a head coach in Springfield that's now an assistant coach here? Do you remember when Todd Richards was the coach here and the numerous times that he had the same types of issues that were still going on here under John Tortorella? So I'm not – all I'm saying is that there was a pattern. It's not this player, this coach. There was a pattern, and I like Ryan Johansson. And as Jody said, I hope to God he goes and does great things for himself because he deserves it. But you can't put this on just one guy being John Tortorella.
Well, yeah, I don't think so. And, again, players are sort of responsible for kind of what happens to them. And, again, the level of play had fallen down. But, again, I just kind of felt like I was always kind of quizzical. It's like seemed like the player was really an exciting player, was really a big goal scorer, and then all of a sudden, like, he can't do anything. I mean, I just didn't understand it. It almost seems like we could take Patrick Kane and turn him into a dud. So, again, I just sometimes question kind of what it is we're doing over there. But, again, like you said, it's a business. But I think your prediction will be true. He'll go to Nashville. He'll light it up like they always seem to do. But hopefully the guy we got will be good. I don't really follow it that closely. You know, I go to the games and enjoy watching it. Don't know all the ins and outs the way you do. That's where I rely on you guys. But, again, I'm going to just differ a little bit. I'm really disappointed in the trade. But I really did like Johansson. But, again, hopefully the new guy will be good too. So, but
all right,
thanks
Mike. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And I think you'll like the guy long term. I really do.
Great calls. And I just have a thought here. You know, this team – when you go 0-7 and 0-8, and then you're in a position that they're in now, coach gets fired, they're in this predicament, especially with the expectations that came in. If you have a number one center in your organization, you want him to win you 3 games out of the past 41 where he puts the team on his back and goes and does it, all right? That's what we've been waiting to see from Ryan Johansson. Take this team and be that guy that has grown, throw it on your back for one game and do it for us. He did it 4 or 5 times last year. This year it hasn't – where has it been? So now you sit here and watch this team and you watch the fans come in and we're waiting to see this happen, and it hasn't been happening. And now you still open the paper and you're in 30th place. Do you want your organization to do something about it? Absolutely. They just did. They went and did what they thought was best for this team. And this Seth Jones, I don't know anything about this guy, just what I hear and read, but it's exciting because he's a defenseman that could be here. And like you said, Bud, not immediate. It could, maybe it is immediate. We don't know. But defensemen usually take time to trend up. And I love the comments from the fans, but here's what. I would, as a fan, I appreciate the effort in going trying to do something now. Let's go. Let's go. And do it the right way. And I think this is a good move.
Absolutely. We've got more calls on the line, so Franz and Alan and Brian, stay right there. We'll get back to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Inside Edge on 97.1 The Fan. All right, we've got a short period of time and a lot of stuff to do here on The Inside Edge. Ryan Johansson traded to Nashville for defenseman Seth Jones. Right back to the phones we go, 821-9710. Franz, you're next up on The Inside Edge. How are you? Hello, Franz. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say I hope Seth Jones is as good as that one guy was saying, because that'll be great. And it's just, I have this eerie feeling, though, that we're going to see another former Blue Jacket shine on another team and get to the playoffs, get to the Stanley Cup Finals. And that guy was the guy who was playing for us last year, and it was a different guy this year. It was really strange, and I don't know if it's a cultural thing with the Jacket or what, but it just seems like we can't sustain anything with some of these young players.
Yeah, and Franz, thanks for the call, and be ready for that. Be ready to watch another guy go to the playoffs and do well. I'm telling you, this spring, be ready to watch him go deep in the playoffs. But again, looking long-term here. He's sitting in 30th place in the league. You're looking long-term, and I think you'll be happy with Seth Jones long-term here. Let's go back to the phones. And Alan, hello, Alan, how are you?
Happy New Year to you guys and welcome. I think that the players should play like they should or did during preseason, because Ryan Johansson wasn't playing that well during the season. And I saw it and it leaked out in November. He wanted or there was possible trade. And I think they've been shopping all month long in December. And I wish Brian Johansson the best of luck in the future, because he was not skating up to his all-star capabilities that he had last year here. And I thought he was lazy on the ice this year. And I hope that Seth Jones comes in and helps us out a lot. And I'm sure he will, because I thought I liked him and the way he played for Nashville. And, you know, these guys that come here and think that there's no I in team. And Johansson just didn't show me that watching as many games as I get to and watch on TV.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for the call. And, hey, we're right with you in the hopes that Seth Jones comes in and does great things here for the Blue Jackets. One more call, and we've got Pete Weber hanging on the line from Nashville. So let's get to one more caller here, Brian, who's been patiently waiting. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Inside Edge.
Hi, Jody. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Real quick point. I'll try to make it as quick as I can. Been a season ticket holder since 2000 with my dad. All that time, we looked at Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau. We needed a first-line center. We finally got one, and we let him go. I don't agree with the move. Preseason, all we talked about was, look at this combination we're going to have with Brandon Saad and Ryan Johansson. I really hope good things for Seth Jones. He could be a good puck-moving defenseman for us, a good power play defenseman. But really, really disappointing that we've had we finally got our first-line center and we don't have him anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's but I think that's how they've felt since the start of the season. Where has this team been? And it's amazing the forecast coming in and where we sit today that we could have a different coach and Ryan Johansson is gone. I go back to the Rick Nash days. All he wanted was a first-line centerman, and he's now in New York playing with Derek Brassard. So
enough said.
Enough said. I mean, that's we want what we don't have, and that's what everyone wants, and that's just a natural thing. So there's a hole somewhere. I believe that this move for a back-end defenseman and the way Ryan Johansson was fitting in and just his body language and the way the results weren't there, he was a first-line centerman much of last year. This year he was not. Just seemed like a good time to move in, and hopefully he is a first-line center. He's a good kid. Hopefully he does well. But Seth Jones is here now. He's a Blue Jacket, and I think that's exciting. So the way this is building, these players are in place with a great leader in Torts. It's an exciting right now for this team that can only go up.
Yeah, Brian, thank you for the call. And, you know, I think you're going to have that combination with Brandon Saad. But it's now Alexander Wennberg. And those two are starting to show some very good signs. And hopefully that continues, because Wennberg's a smart player. Saad's a smart player. And when you put smart players on the ice together, good things happen. Pete Weber is the radio voice of the Nashville Predators. He can tell us all about Seth Jones. Pete, we only have about 4 minutes left on the show. Thanks for either getting out of your dinner early tonight or running away from the table and leaving your wife sitting there, whichever you did. But what can you tell us about the guy that the Blue Jackets have acquired today?
Well, it was a dine and dash, so I still owe them money, but that's neither here nor there. Well, I guess it is there.
They know where to find you.
Exactly. They know where to find me. Seth Jones is an absolutely wonderful young man. I don't think there's any question about that. But here, he was just never able to advance beyond the third defense pairing with Weber and Josi, and with Ekholm and Ryan Ellis on the second pairing. So he did get the frequent chances. He was on the second power play unit. He and Ryan Ellis played together there. I think Ekholm likely will be the guy that moves into his slot on the man advantage unit. He is an absolutely wonderful skater, and he's able to heat up substantial minutes. So I think the chance that he is going to get in Columbus is going to be a good one for him, and I think it will be a good one for the Blue Jackets as well. He's a solid kid. I think everybody saw that when he went through the World Juniors a few years ago and helped them to gold. His coach on that team was the assistant coach here now, Phil Housley, and he thinks very highly of him as well. I just think he was he had a ceiling above him here that he was not going to be able to crack, at least no time soon.
Pete, in about a minute, can you tell us how happy the Predators are to be acquiring a guy like Ryan Johansson?
Well, I just heard one of your callers talk about this. The Predators, if you look back over their history, have really never had a true number one centerman. Perhaps now they do. And I think that's the whole theme to this deal.
And he's got, and we've been talking about this the entire show, there's a potential that he goes there and he lights it up. And if he does, hey, we're fans of Ryan Johansson. The only time we don't want to see him light it up is when the Blue Jackets come to Nashville at the end of March. But other than that, you're getting a good player and a good person there, Pete.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of this. You always hate to say your goodbyes, but the way the Predators have had trouble scoring, particularly of late, and had those three consecutive shutouts against them a month ago, this was something I think had to be done.
Pete, are you surprised that they trade Weber? They traded, Jones?
You had me. My heart stopped there a little bit, Joey.
You're Pete Weber. He's Seth Jones. Yeah, yeah.
Years ago, too. Yeah. when it came right down to it, Jody, they knew they were going to have to give something up. This is not a fantasy league where you can trade, you know, the 2025 third-round draft choice and hope to acquire somewhat of substance. So they knew they were going to have to move someone along those lines.
But a guy like Josi must be have really stepped it up for you guys to have a guy like this available.
Oh, has he ever. I think Roman Josi's been the best player on this team this year. I really do. I don't think there's been any question about it. He has really lit things up. And then Matthias Ekholm stepped forward as well, which made it difficult for Seth to advance on the pairings. So as a result, this deal happens. And Seth, I know, will get significant minutes there. And he has demonstrated that he is able to absorb those.
Well, Pete, thank you very much for checking in with us. It's great to get a little character reference of Seth Jones. We are looking very much forward to seeing him skate in Carolina for the Blue Jackets on Friday. And as I said, enjoy Ryan Johansson. I hope he does good things for you.
And please, when you get to Carolina, say hello to Stormy the Pig for me.
Thanks, Pete.
Sure thing, Pete. I'm going to write that down because I don't want to forget that. Pete Weber, the radio voice of the Nashville Predators. Jody, like 30 seconds left that we have here. Just final thoughts on
this? I like what he said. I mean, that's exciting. They have so many good defensemen in Nashville. We got a guy they couldn't advance in their lineup. He's a young guy. He's got potential. But I love the pickup right now. Gave up a lot, but it's a good deal.
All right. Ryan Johansson to Nashville for Seth Jones. Blue Jackets back on the ice on Friday. That'll do it for the Inside Edge. For Jody Shelley, I'm Bob McElligott on 97.1 The Fan.
This has been the Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McElligott.
And I got two words for you. Game over.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your flagship station for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The